Hello, friend. Welcome, Carm Capriato, and a special recording from Vision 2020. With me is Rick White, who discusses the importance of lift safety, and it must be everyone's concern. The statistics of deaths due to lift accidents has ballooned to 17 within the last 18 months. It's an alarming number, and that is why you need to listen to this episode. There is a safety course and special training you need to require in your shop, and Rick talks about it.
If you're found at fault, it is going to be very painful. Not even that. How do you live with yourself? How do you come to work knowing someone died there?
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, friend. Carm Capriato, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy, pursuing excellence and quality content through the essential voices of the aftermarket. Hey, I've got a tip for you. Now, if you earn your living in the automotive aftermarket, Apex is for you. Now, new this year, Repair Shop HQ and a fully built out six-bay shop on the show floor. Now, the dates are November 3rd through the 5th, 2020. Write that down. It'll be at the Sands Expo and Caesars Forum in Las Vegas. Registration will open April 2020 at aapexshow.com. I do hope that when you listen to the Aftermarket's premier podcast that you are picking up at least one new idea, trend, or insight. Hey, we strive to keep our topics fresh. However, with the recent COVID-19 issue, I've decided to bring insights on dealing with the pandemic from your peers into audio form. Now, for every episode that has to do with strategies for COVID-19, go to my homepage, remarkableresults.biz, and the special section on COVID-19 episodes. It will be there until we're behind this unprecedented time in our lives. I had a special opportunity to talk to Rick White, president and lead coach for 180biz and a former shop owner who has experienced it all. Early in Rick's career, he got his arm stuck under a vehicle and he was alone. He managed to get out safely, but it was a wake-up call to him. Lift safety is everyone's concern. And look, there's too many distractions like cell phones, tablets, not being focused on the job at hand, and a whole lot more. We need to follow lift maintenance schedules religiously and document every procedure. Rick delivers a strong message here for you, one that you've got to pay attention to. Find the talking points for this episode and the link for online lift certification and safety at remarkableresults.biz/E522. Now, I know you know how easy it is to get distracted, and we're human. We make mistakes. Awareness and a heightened safety profile in your shop helps prevent catastrophic accidents. Let this episode make you implement a renewed safety program in your shop. A warm welcome to Rick White from 180biz. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Carm. How are you, man?
Good, man. We're at Vision 2020 in my gorgeous studio here.
It's nice.
Oh, pretty nice. Pretty nice.
It's nice. The dancing girls were something else.
Yeah, they just left. And, I'm not sure when I'm going to publish that one, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I chased them away.
We'll get to it. You did a thing on Facebook when you saw about a lift crash and, you know, some unfortunate accident, and I loved it. And I said, well, listen, why don't you come in? Let's do a verbal on the passion that you have for lift safety and what we can do in the industry to fix this. Now, please, everyone, it'll never happen to me. It'll never happen in my shop. And please don't even think that. We did a show, a Town Hall Academy on insurance that released yesterday, and it was last Friday. And there was so much to learn in that episode about insurance. Yep. And it's one of those, we walked away saying we need to do part two. And the part two on insurance was that we needed to start asking each other these questions to your insurance agents. What if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if that happens? And the agent told this story, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings and oh my God, your life changes forever.
You know, it's one of those things where insurance is an expense until it isn't.
Right.
Right. You end up needing it. And then all of a sudden you're trying to save some money and you don't have the coverage that you should.
Right.
And it's a problem.
It is. And so thank you for wanting to be here. And let's go over. I think you've got four bullet points that I think are wonderful that we want to share. So look at, if you're listening to this, the talking points will be in the show notes page. You know, you can always copy and paste them into your own meeting. Bring the awareness to your team. It's like this. If you don't talk about it, you're building risk.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over them. Let's do it.
Where this started out from was I was watching. I read a lot of periodicals, industry periodicals.
And right.
There was a technician that got killed from a car falling off a lift in Richmond, Virginia, which is 2 hours from my house. And it was like the fifth or sixth one in the last 12 to 18 months that I'd been aware of. And I tried to do a search to see how many. And I had to manually count, and it looks like in the last 18 months, there were 17 deaths from cars falling off of lifts, trucks falling off of lifts.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And it really started pretty powerfully for me. Back in the day, I was working on a Lincoln Versailles. It had the airbags, the air suspension in it.
Okay.
And it was a Friday night, probably about 7 o'clock. I was the only one in the shop and it was on the ground and I was doing some testing and I found that I had a problem in the right rear. So I went over to the airbag solenoid and went to wiggle it and the solenoid popped out of the airbag, which put a 2-inch hole in the airbag. So the body of the car came down immediately to the tire.
Right.
And my arm was in there. Now, this is before cell phones, by myself, and my arm was trapped. And I ended up, for anybody that hasn't seen me, I'm a fairly big guy. I ended up sliding over, getting my legs underneath the frame of the car and lifting it up enough with my legs so that I could get my arm out.
No.
Yeah. And there was no damage or anything like that, but it scared the crap out of me. Right? Like Bill Cosby said before he went to jail, first you say it and then you do it. So it was one of those things where it was a real wake up call for me. And so this has been a pretty powerful personal thing for me from the get go.
Got it.
To see these things happening, it's happening more and more frequently. And personally, I believe it's happening because I think there's too many distractions. There's just way too many distractions out there today. And you got cell phones and you got tablets and you got this and that. And I also think there's this kind of lackadaisical attitude about it where that it's not really an issue. Oh, it'll never happen. Oh, let me tell you something. It can happen. And when it does, it happens in an instant. It's not something like that happens over time. It's like right now.
Sure.
So, one of the things that's really important is you need to implement an annual training program for everybody in the shop. And there's some really great online, autolift.org is just a great association. They have the ALI Institute. They have a certification program and it's, Carm, take a guess at how much it is per tech.
$20.
$16.
I was close.
You were close. I mean, who can't afford that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, it needs to be done annually because we have to remind ourselves.
Rick, is OSHA looking for those if they come by or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They shut the shop down. You're shut down. If there's a fatality in the shop. Oh.
Well, if you have an OSHA consultant, and a lot of companies do, they come in and they do their check just in case OSHA decide, hi, I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Yeah, right.
Okay, eye-opener, thank you. We'll have that link to autolift.org in the show notes, but if not, you may be mobile listening to this, go back, open the show notes, and if not, autolift.org, you got
to
get involved.
Go to the autolift.org, and then you go into the store.
Yeah,
and it's called Lifting It Right, and it's they have an online edition, and it's $16 per tech. Do it once a year.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Not only that, but it keeps it in front of people.
Good discipline.
Yes.
Yeah. I every year I've got to certify.
Like one of the things I did when I had a shop again a while ago, I taught every one of my techs. You set the lift. You get, first of all, you get on your hands and knees and you set the lift. Don't kick it under the car. Don't feel. You visually inspect the lift points and make sure the lift is making good contact. Right. That's number one. Number two, you lift the car up about 6 inches. You stop and you wiggle the ever loving crap out of that car. Grab the bumper and just up and down on it to make sure that it settles and it's not going anywhere.
Right.
And then you put it up and make sure the safety latches are on.
Yeah.
Okay. So many shops, they're either disabled or they keep them open.
Out of the 18 deaths, was there any research as to exactly how it happened?
Very, very hard to get data on any of it other than just the news story.
What if I was able to call an insurance agent like I did last week who was on the show and say, can you get us statistics about that?
They might be able to. Yeah. I tried going to OSHA.
Yeah.
I did a search on, you know, workplace deaths, yeah. you know, automotive yeah. repair lifts, and really couldn't get anything. And it might have just been I wasn't looking it up the right way.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
But get certified. Get your shop certified. This is not something you want to play with, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're found at fault, it is going to be very painful. Not even that. How do you live with yourself? How do you come to work knowing someone died there on your watch?
It's life changer.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine it. You know, the next thing, follow the maintenance schedule on your lifts mm-hmm. religiously. You should be looking at the fluid levels every day. You should be inspecting it for leaks every day. You should be looking at the cables and making sure they're not frayed every day. You should be, I mean, there's a whole thing that you got to do daily, weekly, monthly. Once a month, we actually torqued the nuts holding it to the floor. And people are like, you're supposed to do that? I said, get me a wrench. Watch this. And these suckers are loose. Now, what do the lift companies do? They set them up in shows and they don't have them bolted to the floor and they show you how you can pick up a car and it's nice and stable. Not me, man. It's not worth it. Get it done.
They put the holes in there for a reason, don't
yeah.
they?
Oh, yeah. It's yeah. kind of like, you know, when you put a car back together and you're like, do I really need this bolt? Trust me, you need the bolt.
And so I think about when you put processes together and how important they are in a business, that this just needs to be part of the daily work.
It's part of the process. Have your maintenance guy do it. You know, if you have someone that's cleaning the shop and yeah. emptying the barrels yeah. and stuff like that, just have them do it.
Yeah.
Have a checklist, though. Have it documented on each lift so that you can see it. Okay.
I agree. Good points.
The next thing is, like I said, is the distractions.
It could be the single biggest problem because we're not paying attention. We're not focused on the moment.
Correct. We're either thinking about yesterday. We're thinking about later today. We're thinking about the future. We're thinking about the fight we had with our spouse. We're thinking about what are we having for lunch. We're joking around with the guy next door. We're on Facebook and kicking the lift in underneath. We get a text or we get a phone call. We've got to remove the distractions. We got to understand, you know, people are literally trusting you, your shop, your people, you, with their very lives. When someone hands you their keys, they're like saying, here, take good care of me. You know, you think you're seeing a car sale. You think you're, I mean, you know, a repair and dollars and stuff like that. We got to step back a little bit and recognize these are people that are literally trusting you with their lives. And I think that's an important thing to remember. Distractions kill. You know, I'm not proud of it, but one time we had a tire that didn't get tightened. My tech was working on the vehicle. The advisor came out and interrupted him. The tech walked away and he's saying to himself, okay, I got to tighten the back tires up. He came back and said, okay, the back tires are tightened. The back tires are tightened. I'm good to go. Well, this woman had a little baby, drove about 10, 15 minutes, their back tire fell off. Now, thankfully, it just plopped over. We fixed it and everything like that and ate a whole bunch of crow.
Rick, how often does this happen?
I'll tell you what, more than you want to admit.
It happened to my son.
More than you want to admit. I'll tell you what, I had my vehicle in for a state inspection in Virginia and my wife was driving it. And she goes, Rick, this thing's vibrating something awful. The right front tire was falling off.
You're telling me a story. I'm telling you, I had a personal experience with it. From a great friend's shop. You know, I guess if he wasn't a friend and I didn't know him really well and his intentions were good, I would have never gone back.
Right. That's what happened to me at that shop in Virginia. I never went back. First time I went, I was like, okay, thanks.
Trust me, it's life or death.
Yeah. And we've got to remember that. And you know something? We're not expecting perfection. You can't, because perfection is the lowest standard you can actually set for yourself, because it's not possible.
Rick, am I wrong thinking that my son's life was at risk with this?
Could have been.
Could have been, right.
Could have been.
The tire, boom, the car went down and the tire kept going.
One time, and this was years ago, I was driving down the road and there was a Chevy Nova coming the other way, and all of a sudden one of the tires was following me.
Yeah.
Right? Just this past year, I was driving down Route 95 in Massachusetts, and I was going to my son's house and, grandkid visit. And you know all about that now, don't
you?
Yeah. By the way, grandfather, best job in the whole world.
It is.
So we're driving down, and literally there was a car over here. I was in the passing lane because I'm from Massachusetts, and that's where you drive. But there was a car in the third lane, and all of a sudden was a little Ford Escort, escortish kind of car. No, not an Escort, but something like
Fiesta?
That.
Fiesta?
No. It was newer. But all of a sudden took a hard left and hit the wall two cars ahead of me. And as I drove by, the left front wheel was cocked all the way over to the left. Mm. The right wheel was straight. So she broke a tie rod.
Sure.
Okay. This is stuff we got to know. And it's not about being perfect. It's about having the processes in place so that you are double checking everything.
Yeah.
Right? So one of the things you can do, like in the case of the tires, is have your tech document the torque on the tires. Have your tech document tires torqued.
Right.
Check.
Right.
Right? Road test them, bring them back, torque them again.
Right. Hey, if you loved Apex 2019, just wait until you see what's in store for 2020. Personally, I can't wait to see and experience the new Repair Shop HQ. It's a dedicated area to meet the needs of the service professional. Now, in this new space, you'll find everything you need to drive sales, profits, and productivity. You'll see demos in a fully built-out six-bay shop to simulate a real-world experience. Top industry trainers will lead sessions in two new training theaters on topics like alternative fuel vehicles, diagnostics, telematics, and underhood and undercar challenges. And there's more. The tool and equipment section and the mobile heat transfer heating air conditioning section are moving to this new area. Plus, a new tire section and tool and equipment demo theater will be nearby. Now, there's so much new at Apex 2020, you just can't miss it. November 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas. Registration opens in April at aapexshow.com. Keep listening right here for more news about Apex 2020.
There's different things that we can do. Now, if you're going to get interrupted, like I started to say with my tech, he got interrupted by the advisor. It wasn't anything he did wrong. So from that mistake came a process that I taught my staff to do. And it's a simple two-step process. If you're going to get interrupted, and this is a good one for everybody, what you're going to do is document the last thing you did on the repair order, tech worksheet, tablet, I don't care what. And this works for advisors too, when they're doing estimates or anything. So the first thing you're going to do is document the thing you just did, and then you're going to document the thing you're going to do next. Because they've done studies, when you get interrupted, it takes upwards of 20 minutes to get back into the groove again.
What I do, I write, I produce, I schedule, I forward lean, we talk trends and insights, and my Annie would say, hey, Carm blank. And I'm in intently something extremely important. I'm on the website. I'm doing something. I'm doing production. And okay, it's really important. And I answer. And I come back and I says,
oh, crap.
Where the hell was I?
Okay. Crap.
And I write. And so I have been learning to stop, roll back, don't trust that I think I know where I was. And I do a rewind. Now, the older you get, the harder it is.
Well, here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. So next time Annie comes in,
yeah,
you go 1 minute,
I know.
I just did this. I'm going to do this next.
Right.
Yes, dear.
Yes, exactly right. And so that has been my standard. I put up my hands and she knows that the interruption will cause me 20 minutes of unproductive time if I don't mark, if you will, take a picture of
where you're at,
where I'm at,
where you're at and where you're going.
Yeah. Where I'm at, where was I? What was I going to be doing?
What was next?
Yeah. What was that? So I'm telling you, I think that's great, great advice.
Yeah. And it's a simple hack, but it works. And I've been doing that since 1996. If I'm an advisor and I'm writing an estimate and the phone rings, first ring, I'm going to write down what I just did. Hey, I just entered the brake pads. I'm going to enter the rotors next. I want to put that paperwork over onto the side, take a deep breath, big smile, answer the phone. Right. And be 100% present. And that's the thing that's missing today is we're not engaged with now. You know, we're just not present. And there's this really, really great quote, right? It's called carpe diem. It's an old Latin phrase and it's been taken out of context. And it's been misinterpreted. People are like, seize the day.
That's right.
And it really doesn't mean seize the day. First of all, the full phrase is carpe diem, quam minimum credula postero.
Your Latin is great, Rick.
That's all my Latin. But what it actually stands for is pluck the day. Stop to pull some flowers.
Okay.
Be present now.
Yeah.
Right?
Smell the roses.
So it's not seize the day, it's pluck the day.
Yeah.
Trusting as little as possible in the next one. That's what people don't hear.
Yeah.
Trusting as little as possible in the next one. Why? Because we are running a race for something that may never happen. Mm-hmm. And we are pissing away the gift we have right now. And that's why we call it the present.
Yeah.
Right? And to be fully engaged, like looking at another human being. Carm, I'm assuming you and your wife go out to eat once in a while.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever noticed, like I watch life.
Me too.
Have you ever noticed how many couples are sitting at dinner, spending their hard-earned money, and the two of them are in their phones?
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have a rule.
Phones in the middle or no phones?
No phones.
Got it.
No phones.
Yeah.
The only thing in my hand is hers. No phones.
I love it.
And we talk. It is such a, for you millennials, that's a new concept, talking. Mm-hmm. It's an expression of ideas and thoughts and feelings. But it's so important.
You know what? I'll share with you that Ann and I go to our favorite haunt. We live in the country. Where this restaurant is that we go to has only 3G. And inside the restaurant, there's hardly a signal.
Mm-hmm.
We have no choice.
But not to.
Not to. And it's not like that I think I would. But although I put the phone on the table, face down, even though it may ring or whatever, it's with me. And don't ask me why. It seems to be a crutch, or it's a warm and fuzzy to have it.
It's an addiction.
Okay, all right. Yes, doctor. You have a pill for that. But
it's right here. Swallow that.
but you're right. And there is so much more to talk about. There is so much more to see and observe without it.
And connect. You know, at some point, my wife and I are probably not going to be together at some point, right? One of us is going to pass at some point. I'm old enough now that there are more days behind me than ahead of me. And I recognize that every morning. I mean, I literally every morning wake up and say, thank you, God. You know, he allowed me to open two gifts, which were my eyes. And I know we're a little bit off topic here on lifts, but the reality is we're really not, because we need to be present.
Right, right.
We need to be aware. We need to enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Remember when you were kids and the days seemed to last forever?
Yes.
It's because there was no clock. There was no future. There was only now.
And we were outside.
And we were outside playing.
Yeah, I know. We were outside. The whole thing for distraction. Thanks for going where you did, because I think not only you loved it. You tell great stories about life. You ground us a lot of times. I love listening to you. And I love the whole distraction and how you... And so... So if we create distraction at the family meals or husband and wife meals, significant other spouses,
it happens probably more at work because I'm not sure we've got a good disciplines in the business today.
We have no discipline, honestly. Come on.
You know, I was talking to some shop owners the other day. I said, do you allow cell phones in the shop or not? And it was 50-50. They said, listen, we've got tablets. We're doing our own thing and they can play with their phones when they have their breaks and at lunch. And some people say, I want them to stay connected to their life and to their world. So there's a couple of different stories. So if you allow cell phones and everything else that goes on with tech in your shop, then the awareness, the meetings, the certifications have to happen. 18 deaths in how many months?
Well, again, that's kind of a guesstimate. I think it was 17 in the last 18 months.
Okay. Still, the point is, it's just too many.
It's 17 too many.
Thanks for bringing up the whole distraction thing. And there was one final thing, I think, on your list.
Well, and the last thing was use a buddy system.
Yeah.
You shouldn't let anybody work on a vehicle by themselves. And this is something I implemented after I got stuck under that car. I made it a rule. Somebody else had to be in the shop. So if somebody wanted to work on their car, one of the techs wanted to work on their car after hours or come in on a Saturday, they could not come in by themselves. There had to be somebody else there. If the advisor wanted to come in and do some paperwork, that was fine. If I had stuff to do, that was fine. If another tech wanted to come in, that was fine, but they had to stay together. Keep the buddy system there. Mm-hmm. There's just too many stories. I mean, there was a story about a tech that went into work on his car on a Saturday and his wife couldn't get a hold of him. And the owner went over Saturday night and the tech was basically cut in half by a car. I had a client in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, truck shop, was working on a dump truck. The father was the owner of the shop and was working on the back of it. And the tailgate, this is the big dump, you know, 6-wheel dump truck. The tailgate fell off and cut his father in half. That's how his father died. And then the son took over the shop. So there was some significant emotional issues that had to be dealt with beyond everything else. You know, it's one of these things, guys, gals, that this is not going to be a big deal until it is. And when it is, it's too late. It's one of those things where, you know, you don't want to close. This isn't one of those things where you close the doors after the horse got away. We've got to do something. Be proactive. Do it now. It's not expensive. It's priceless. So I think this is really important. The buddy system, I think, is really important. I had one shop where they had two buildings and they would have a tech working down there by themselves. And I said, well, you can't do the buddy system. Get cameras. Get cameras. Keep the advisor so he has the cameras up all the time so that he can keep an eye on the tech. Just from personally, just knowing that somebody else was there, got my back, that meant something.
Did you have your accident before cell phones?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't even in your back pocket. Who knows if it was on the bench and you couldn't get to it? I mean, scenario after scenario after scenario. The point of it is pay attention. Thanks for being here and telling this story and giving,
my pleasure.
Bringing some light to a really tough subject, Rick.
One of the things that I think we have a real problem with in this industry specifically is I think we mistake a living for a life. We're on this earth. We work to live. We don't live to work. Mm-hmm. I think we've got it backwards. And I think a lot of it is through desperation and frustration and everything else. One of the big things I'm seeing is stress and burnout and stuff like that. It's growing.
Yeah.
I recently read an article where depression and suicide rates, we're one of the fourth highest industry for suicide right now. We've got to be able to unplug. We've got to be able to recharge. And part of that is being present. Part of it is watching the distractions and living.
You know, we did a podcast on addiction, and I've recently been asked to do a podcast on suicide.
It's a scary thing.
It is, and awfully tough to try to figure out how to do it. So let me use this opportunity to say that if anyone is listening and they have, unfortunately, maybe an experience to share or something that they would love, please reach out to me, Carm, at remarkableresults.biz, because I really think, and thank you for bringing it up, I think we need to talk about it.
I think that's a good thing. And if somebody's brave enough to come up and say, you know, the thoughts have crossed my mind, you know, I think that would be powerful too,
Yeah. You
know, because it gives you a different perspective. Yeah. You know, personally, I believe that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah.
And I hate to see it especially as like, I think of it as like, if it was one of my kids and my grandkids doing it, and it's just, It's mind blowing. I mean, 7 kids, 9 grandkids. If one of them ever did something like that, I'd just be beside myself.
I can't fathom it. Rick,
well, what a positive way to end a podcast.
All right. Okay. So we don't shy away from some tough subjects.
No.
And you're a great guy to be able to bring the perspective for us. Rick White, 180 Biz. Thanks, man.
Very welcome, Karim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.